What's going on, everybody? Happy Friday to you. The Big Foodie's coming to you live again from the Biggie's Kitchen. BB Shay, Matt, Biggie. Wow, what are you? Matt's getting ready over there.
Shuffling him up.
It's draft day.
Do you know you had a screen protector stuck on your thing?
I was doing, my mom was here. I was doing all kinds of stuff for her.
I was like, why is that weird right there?
What's wrong with you? Are you protecting your counterweight?
Man, she had me doing everything for her. Welcome to draft day here at the Big Foodies. Now, drafts have become very popular.
Yes.
It's very commented on. People like them. We like doing them, arguing about it.
Yep.
And today's draft is going to be, now listen to this, it's very specific.
Yeah.
This is, you're going to create a meal from your favorite sit-down chain restaurant. Last minute decision has to be included. You can include fast food now as well.
Yes.
So we're each going to draft a bread, an appetizer, a main, a side, and a dessert.
Correct.
And in this draft, the place you're getting it from matters.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
It's not just an overarching thing. It's got to be an item.
You can't just say grilled chicken.
Yes.
It is this place is grilled chicken. Yeah.
Correct, yes.
Yes.
So we could, in theory, all have the same appetizer.
Sure.
From three different locations.
Yes. And that's what I think is important here.
Yes.
And we also opened up fast food restaurants because sides can be kind of generic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although I think, you know, I can pretty much do mine now. I think, I bet none of us will have the same.
I don't think so.
I think we'll say good pick, but I don't think any of us will have the same stuff.
I don't think there's going to be as much arguing over certain selections in this.
And desserts are kind of weird, too. I know some places have their signature dessert, but a lot of fast food restaurants have famous desserts as well.
So. Yeah, but dessert for me wasn't the hard one at all.
I feel pretty good about this, so let's see what happens. Who would like to choose our draft order today?
I gotta know. We don't even need to pick, because it's going to be Biggie, Matt, and me.
Oh, okay, then you pick. Since you
go ahead and pull Biggie's name. Matt.
Never mind. Matt goes first.
There's a second pick.
Because I'm going to get the last pick. All right, here you go.
Biggie!
just mix up the first two. All right.
Now, it doesn't matter what order you pick in. If you want to pick your main, your...
You can do whatever you want.
You do whatever you want. But it is a chain restaurant. So remember that part when in the comments you're telling us to go... to your favorite local spot.
Yeah, no.
That's not at play here. This is a chain. This is, you can eat it here. You can eat it in Orlando. Yeah. You can eat it in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Hit us with it.
You ready?
Do it.
Okay. So, in thinking about all of these things, I wanted to go with something that I felt like was iconic. Okay? Something that a lot of people resonate with. But it's got to be something that, even though you can get this at a lot of places, there's one place where the sauce makes it stand out. I'm taking my appetizer, and I'm going with the Bloomin' Onion from Outback Steakhouse.
Okay. I saw that comment.
Yeah, I kind of.
I know you've raved about this. I know that you have the hack of frying it twice.
Mm-hmm.
So
I always ask them, double fry it.
It's a great pick.
Extra crispy. I think that Bloomin' sauce that they provide is what separates it from the ranks that you get in most other places.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Bloomin' sauce, it's such a hit that they included it on chicken.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, I could have gone anywhere, but that to me was the one standout that's going to separate you in a category, was the Bloomin' Onion for the appetizer.
Fair.
So, that's where I'm at.
Good pick.
Okay. All right, good pick up front.
Big
that's strong.
Thank you.
Now, we're picking as the our favorites here, too.
Yes.
Correct.
So, my go-to appetizer for a long time was taken off the menu recently at Chili's. As far as I know, they had the best chicken nachos I've ever had. They would do it, like, you'd only get, like, one chip. It was like 12 or 13 chips, but each one was loaded up with stuff.
Yeah.
That's gone. However, the first time I had these was at Chili's. And they are still, to me, the best. And then I'm picking my appetizer as well. That's the Southwestern Egg Rolls at Chili's.
Yeah. Good pick.
For the first time, that was the place where I in my mind, as a kid and a teenager, egg rolls were just something you got at the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I tried the Southwestern Egg Rolls from Chili's, my life changed. My life changed.
Good choice.
Probably, maybe for the
better.
Yeah, I don't know.
You felt more enriched, I guess.
Ask my heart. Yeah.
That's solid. Solid choice.
All right, so that's my appetizer.
All right. Biggie Shay.
Back-to-back picks. Okay, I think I'm gonna go get my bread out of the way. I'm gonna take the Texas Roadhouse rolls with the cinnamon butter.
Okay, good pick.
I feel like those are iconic. I feel like people love those. They've never steered me wrong.
That's a great choice. That butter separates.
It's amazing. I could just eat that.
You're right. Too. No, that's great.
Reviewing his notes.
Yeah.
I know, I don't get to use my phone. I'm using my records. Okay, I'm going to go with my appetizer too.
Okay.
And I'm going to take the Bang Bang Shrimp from Bonefish Grill.
I love those. Yes. Absolutely. You're right.
That Bang Delicious. Bang sauce is in a league of its own. The shrimp is crispy. It's good. I love it.
I can't. You know, normally we make fun of each other's picks, but I'll be honest. That's two solid back-to-backers.
Yeah. All of them so far are solid picks.
I might lose this draft, but I'm drafting with my heart today.
Good.
I'm okay with losing this one because to me, this is just who I am.
This one's for you.
This
man.
Is who I am. I'm going to take my main dish.
The entree.
The entree. And some people might be expecting a steak or a burger. But if I had to choose one entree to have over and over, it would be this. I want the Alice Springs chicken from Outback.
Mm.
Okay.
And I know Outback, known for steaks, obviously. In fact, now you can do like an Alice Springs chicken steak combo for the best of both worlds. I love the Alice Springs chicken. I will, and this isn't my side, but what I do is I get a side of mushrooms with it too.
Mm.
Mix it all together. And you know me, I'm so-so on bacon at times, but the bacon here, honey mustard sauce, cheese, grilled chicken, you mix it all together. It is the best flavor profile, I think, I've ever had.
You could change your life. Put it in a quesadilla.
I bet. I'm sure, yeah. An Alice Springs chicken wrap. In fact, you know, Outback does those. I don't know, we should look this up. You know, they started these like fast food burger spots.
Mm.
There's one in Tampa. I forget the name of them, but it's by Outback. I think they do an Alice Springs chicken sandwich, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm, that'd be good.
But that's my... If I can't... If I'm out somewhere, I'm like... And we can't... We're arguing over where to eat.
Yeah.
I'm always like, let's just go to Outback so I get Alice Springs chicken. Mm. I love it. It's my favorite.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm very happy. Hang on. I'm spelling it. And I can't spell.
Sorry.
We're good because for the most part, I still have first pick. Like, I have the opportunity on my board to take what my opinion is the number one app, the number one side, and the number one dessert. In my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a dessert here, and I'm going with, man, we got a lot of chilies on here. I'm taking the cookie skillet.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Chili's cookie skillet.
Okay.
I used to bring it to you at the table, and I have a collection at my house of those little chili branded, like, little hand things that go on the cast iron thing that they bring the cookie skillet
out in. Mitten type thing.
Every time I ate at a new Chili's, I would get a different mitten from a different Chili's. I had, like, four of them at one point at my house.
Oh, you know, I think why it's funny because I'll just tell you this, I don't care if it's... you know what my main almost was? The fajitas from Chili's. Mm-hmm. Those fajitas from Chili's are still awesome. Mm-hmm. And you know why I think it is? You know, it's a lot from Chili's. At least for me, Chili's was when I grew up. That was like going out fancy eating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like it was like, that was a big deal to go to Chili's. Because it was like, oh, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Outback was when Dad got a bonus.
Yeah.
Like, but if it was like, you know, every couple weeks we go to Chili's. So I think that's why my chain restaurant memories are so deep.
So now I get to also take, in my opinion, the number one side item off the board. And I know we wanted to open this up to, like, fast food. So the direction that I'm going is kind of a fast cash.
Okay.
A fast cash.
Okay.
Fast cash. I want the French fries from Five Guys.
Good pick. Good pick.
You get a Five Guys French fry, you're not going to be hungry.
No.
You're going to be full because you can get the small order of fries from Five Guys and feed a family of six. So I want the five...
And not all Five Guys have drive-thrus, so that is that does count.
So I want the Five Guys fries for my sides.
Okay.
All right, big man, back up.
This is going to be an off... I'm telling you, I'm fine losing this draft. I'm just picking my favorites. You know what side I would pick? I want the hash brown casserole from Cracker Barrel. I know it's a sleeper pick, but man, if you've had it, that hash brown casserole at Cracker Barrel is...
That's so good.
And that can go, to me, hash brown casserole like that... It doesn't have to be breakfast.
Yeah, you can just add it any time of the day.
Yeah, it hits all your potatoes, your cheese. So.
You know, they've expanded now, and they do hash brown casserole bites.
See, I wouldn't do that.
They put them together, they deep fry.
I don't want it fried.
I want it exactly.
I don't want it fried. I don't know if frying that would make it better to me.
I don't say it's better, but it's still good.
So that's my side.
All right, BB Shea, you have an entree, a side, and a dessert on the board.
Okay, so you guys went back to back on the sides that I had down, but I had one left. And it's similar to Biggie, but it is different. I want the Waffle House hash browns.
Nice. Straight up plain, or do you smother and cover them?
I don't know what all the verbs mean.
You don't know the smothered cover?
Cheese and onions and ham. I'm cool with all that.
So that's but there is a distinction. Yeah. That's smothered and covered, I believe. Yeah, so you need to make sure you put smothered and covered.
Smothered and covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to think for a minute?
I need to think a second.
We'll talk about the berry patch. Now, I think we could all agree that would be the dessert option we would go
That's with. Where I would go.
The berry patch ice cream or the berry patch milkshake?
Cha! Rolling into spring. Spring break.
That's right.
It's that time, getting warm.
Heading to the coast or on your way back from the coast, stop by the berry patch, pick up all the stuff you need. Pick up the produce for the trip on the way, and then pick up some fresh groceries on the way back. Pick up some pimento cheese, some fruit dip on your way down, whatever you need. The berry patch is going to hook you up. They're the world's largest strawberry.com. Stop by and tell them the big foodie said was good.
Yeah, we need the signature line.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Put that on the t-shirt.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Was good. I'm going to take my entree next. This is going to be tough, but I feel like I want to maximize flavors.
Okay.
So I'm going to take the Torvinelli from Olive Garden.
Nice.
Fettuccine Alfredo, chicken parm, lasagna, all on one big steaming plate. Mix it all together if you want. Have a good old time.
You know,
I thought about it. It's a good one.
It is great. It is great. Yeah. I'll tell you. I once ordered the tour of Italy on a date. We never had a second date. I don't think she was as impressed as I was. She was like, "You gonna eat all that?" I was like, "What do you mean? Am I gonna eat all
this? Am I gonna eat all this? Yes, I'm gonna eat all this. Yeah. Get out of town." Yeah. All right, big man. You need a bread and a dessert.
So, my bread might surprise you.
Oh.
It is also.
I need bread. I hope you're not going.
Well, mine is also from an Italian restaurant, and I think they do bread the best. That you can dip in the little olive oil and seasonings they give you, but it's also dipped in. If you dip it in their soup, this bread is crusty, but it's so soft and fluffy on the inside. It's Carrabba's.
Yeah, I wrote Carrabba's bread.
Okay.
Carrabba's bread. It is to me the ultimate perfect bread when they bring it to the table because I don't know how they do it, but for it to be crunchy, the crust so crunchy and perfect.
Yeah.
And this inside's so soft. And I like dipping in the oil, but the better thing to do is get some, like, I think it's the Mama's chicken soup. Dip it in that. Forget it.
I don't think I've ever had Carrabba's bread.
You had to have.
It just doesn't stick out. I haven't been to Carrabba's a lot.
They bring it out in the basket.
Yeah.
It's like a quarter loaf, and it's sliced, and you peel it off. And they bring all the spices, and they pour the olive oil with the spices, and you run.
And don't get me wrong, that's good, but I say, order the soup and dip it in the soup. Mm.
Okay.
I like holding onto the bread too because I'll get the chicken parm from there.
Yeah.
And just perfect run to do all that. The sauce and everything.
But if you.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, then I need bread and entree. And so I was nervous where you were going with bread.
Okay.
But you didn't take it. I'm taking the biscuits from Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Good pick.
Good pick. Solid pick.
And every time I always say biscuits, I want them out first.
Yeah.
Don't wait till the meal comes. Bring them out first and bring me the apple butter.
Because
the apple butter from Cracker Barrel is like no other apple butter. I've had the apple butter from the Berry Patch, better.
Yes.
The Cracker Barrel right there. The Berry Patch apple butter, sponsor, has a little bit of like cinnamon spice in it that adds an extra kick that's so good.
I like that. Adding a little cinnamon to it,
I love that.
Perfect.
But the apple butter with those biscuits at Cracker Barrel, like bring me five.
I like it.
Like I'm fine.
Yeah.
Just bring it to me. All right, so the entree, this might be where I lose some people. I do feel like I'm pretty much a team player, you know, a man of the people up until this point. But I got to grimace myself, and it's all right. This entree is not only delicious and going to fill you up, but it is, without a question, the best value in fast casual dining. No doubt about it. It is the double pork chop from Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, snap. That is off the wall, but I'm interested. I've never had it, but I'm listening.
Listen, here's what happens. You go to Texas Roadhouse, you get the menu, and you're looking at everything. There's ribs, there's chicken, there's sandwiches, there's steaks. You walk by the wall of steaks, and you're almost drawn like, oh, I have to pick a steak now, but you don't. You can pick the pork chop. The pork chop's listed on there. It's its own little box. It says pork chop.
Okay.
And it's like, I forget how much the pork chop is. But it comes with two sides, and you get the pork chop. Pork chop grilled perfect, got the grill marks on it.
Yeah.
Grilled perfectly. It comes with a side of peppercorn gravy for you to dip the pork chop
in.
But I didn't say the pork chop. I said the double pork chop. Because it gives you the option to single pork chop, or for literally $2 more.
Oh, they
give you a whole second pork chop.
Yeah, I'm in.
$2 more, you get a whole second pork chop. Now, you get the first side item, you get a second side item, you get one pork chop, and another pork chop for lunch the next day.
You love
rolls
it.
Rolls on top of that.
Because you're going to get full on the rolls.
Yeah.
Rolls, let's be real.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to impress me if you can devour the rolls that you want.
Yeah.
Plus an app, plus you get a salad, a loaded baked potato, and double pork chop.
Yeah.
The double pork chop, not only is it the best deal in fast cash, but the flavoring on those pork chops, another level. Double pork chops from the Roadhouse.
You just sold me on this. I'm going to go try it.
I was going to say.
All right. Is that it? Is it my dessert pair?
You're up and you have dessert remaining.
Okay. This, again, remember, this is a fast, casual dining experience.
Yeah.
And the one that popped immediately into my head is two things I love combined into one. Red velvet and cheesecake. It's the ultimate red velvet cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite things. I love a red velvet cake, cupcake. Red velvet, give it to me.
That's fair.
My second one was the pineapple upside down from Cheesecake Factory, but I wanted.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I both of those are real close. If I had to pick, I'd get a slightly more enjoyment from the red velvet, but barely.
Okay.
But Cheesecake Factory, man, I know they're, you know, it's a chain, but their cheesecakes are on point to me.
It's in the name. They gotta do it good.
Yeah. So. All right, baby, down to your dessert.
Last one, my dessert. I'm going with the chocolate molten lava cake from Chili's.
Chili came out strong for us.
Chili's did come out strong. I think people underestimate how good Chili's is, man.
Yeah.
So I'll take the molten lava cake from Chili's. Something just, it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm a big chocolate guy, so yeah.
I like it.
Enjoy it.
All right, well, let's run through the list that we have here. I went with the Bloomin' Onion for my appetizer, the Cracker Barrel biscuits with apple butter for the bread, double pork chop from the Roadhouse with a side of Five Guys fries, and I'm getting the Chili's cookie skillet for dessert. Mm-hmm. The big man is starting his meal off with Chili's Southwestern egg rolls, followed by the Carrabba's bread, the Apple Springs chicken from Outback Steakhouse, the hash brown casserole from Cracker Barrel, and ending his meal with a red velvet cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory. BB Shea is banging things out of the way with the Bonefish Bang Bang Shrimp.
I love that pick.
Bread and Texas Roadhouse rolls with the cinnamon butter. The tour of Italy for the... What a real meal this would be.
I know. I don't even know.
The tour of Italy from Olive Garden.
We should make him eat all this.
That would be funny if we actually got all these things for ourselves and ate them in combination. Because then you're getting, as your style of the tour of Italy, you're eating hash browns from Waffle House, smothered and covered, and then ending it with a chocolate molten lava cake from Chili's.
I think you'd be sick. I think we'd finally find a meal.
Mine actually looks like it could be a legitimate meal, right?
Yeah.
Yours? Yours is a bang-bang shrimp with a tour of Italy and hash browns, dude.
Some chocolate cake.
Did anything make your honorable mention list?
You know, man, I'm a big fan of the quesadilla burger at Applebee's.
Okay.
I almost put that in there. The Texas bacon cheesesteak from Waffle House. Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster. Did you get taken?
I was back and forth on those, and I probably should have taken that, but that Carrabba. But see, I was picking just on my favorites.
Yeah.
The one from the time we decided to do this, I wanted to leave with the Bloomin' Onion, but my and that was where I was convinced. I was going to let the rest of the board fall, but if I was not able to get that, I was going to take the chicken lettuce wraps from P.F. Chang's.
Okay, fair.
That's a great appetizer too. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the Olive Garden breadsticks, if I could take it.
Yeah.
Now, or salad. So.
Yeah, I already said mine was possibly the fajitas from Chili's. Because Chili's fajitas, to me, still knock it out of the park.
Well, whatever you like for your dream. Let us know who won the draft. Let us know what your dream combination of foods would be.
Chain restaurants.
Chain?
Yes.
Make the chain. We got stickers!
Oh, yeah, look at that right there.
If you'd like one, send us a DM or an email to bigfoodiespod@gmail.com and let us know what your address is. We'd be happy to send you one. Follow us on all social media platforms as well as all podcasting platforms. I am Matt, that is BB Sherry, and this is Big Man from the kitchen here.